From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River after Turkey's military and allied fighters lost a cross-border offensive in the town of Jarablus. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
Turkish and Syrian fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, are pushing out pockets of Islamic State resistance from the Syrian border town of Jarablus. But the fighting has put two of those U.S. partners at odds. Turkey says the goal of the surprise attack is to repel both Islamic State fighters and Kurdish forces who pursued them north after ousting them from nearby areas. Turkey has blamed Islamic State for brutal attacks on its people, including the attack on Istanbul's airport that killed dozens earlier this year. But Turkey also has been attacked for decades by the Kurdish terror group known as the PKK, which was most recently blamed for an attack on a convoy that wounded three Turkish troops Thursday. The U.S. separates Syrian Kurdish rebels and the PKK, a distinction Turkey has not made. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Somali security forces say they have ended a deadly siege of a beachfront restaurant in the capital. At least seven people were killed in an attack along with two assailants. The attack started Thursday night when a car bomb went off near the Bonadir Beach restaurant, followed by a gun battle. Al-Shabaab militants quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. They attacked a neighboring hotel in January, killing more than 20. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab is waging a campaign of terrorism to try to overthrow the Somali government. Police, security officials, and tourist spots are their most frequent targets. This is VOA News. U.S.